As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, June the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Don't look now, but June's half over. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. How long will it be till we're digging out the sweaters again? Anyway, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't find, remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. It's serious. Well, why? This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, as we love to say each and every day for the last couple of years. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in a chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost, become vocal local host, at centurytel1l.net. Get a lot of email traffic. Sure appreciate it. For those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you could be a part of it as well. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Of course, your love offerings will be appreciated. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals, currencies, and crude oil all decline on an uptick in equities. And the U.S. dollar, we'll talk about that in our market segment. Greek turmoil, geothermal, solar power, Libya, reefer madness. That's all in the news this morning, too. State versus government, state control, rise of statism. We'll go back into that throughout the broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Fine gold off $5.90 off its relatively low closing yesterday. This morning at $1,518.20, although it is moving up in the morning market. Silver this morning off 32 cents at $35.07 an ounce. You got to like that. And silver, anything over 30 makes me smile. Platinum off $12 at $1,782. Palladium, liking that number, it's also at $782 a troy ounce, off $9 in early trading. Lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $13 spread. $13 spread, $1,513.30 for a low, $1,526.60 for a high, but at $1,518.20, your gold is up $283.80 year-to-year for a 22.99% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, that would be the LBMA, the London Bullion Market Association, and they set the price at $1,517.75. And as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we were trading just above that. SPDR gold shares virtually unchanged overnight at 1,200.05 metric tons in their GLD electronic treasure chest, valued at these spot prices at $58.5 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, they got out the jacking crew and they brought it up 123. It closed out at 12,076. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
We Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name still is William Roberts. Back into our news and stuff. I guess let's go back into our market report, actually, close this out and put it behind us for this morning. Once again, we found gold as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, trading off $5.90 a troy ounce at $1,518.20 in the bullion market. This is a bullion spot gold. You'll never touch the gold or silver for these kind of prices. Silver off 32 cents at $35.07. Platinum off 12 bucks at $1,782. And palladium, your eyes peeled on palladium, off $9 at $782 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 123. They had to drag out all the jacks and the pulleys and the levers, and they got it up there again, up 123, closing at 12,076. The NASDAQ up 39, closing at 2,678 yesterday, and the S&P 500 closing up 16 at 1,288 this morning. Crude oil off virtually a buck, off 99 cents at 98.38. And the U.S. dollar index up 75.08, 0.6, excuse me, up to 75.08, up 0.64. Both of those, of course, having this negative impact on the precious metals and impacting strongly the foreign exchange rates, where it's nothing but a sea of red ink. This morning, the foreign exchange rates in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies, little Timmy's got the USDX as his basket of currencies, and we've got ours as well. The Canadian loonie off 34 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso off 50 basis points, yet at 8 cents. Okay, back down now. We've moved down from 9 cents each to 8 cents each. Your multiplier this morning is 11.8546 if you're going south of the border to do commerce. Yeah, you can fill up your pockets in Mexico now with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro off 114 basis points at $1.43 U.S. The British pound off 78 basis points. Strong moves downward here at $1.62. And the Swiss franc making news today. Off 82 basis points, yet still very strong at $1.17. The Swiss bankers are trying to keep that price down. They've been trying to do all they can to keep it down, can they? I don't know whether they will or not. We'll talk about it in a moment. The bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries, bonded indebtedness, is 0 to 2 year yield is 0.40%. The 10-year yield, the benchmark, at 3.06%. And the 30-year yield is at 4.28%. So if you like bonds, go out there and fill up your pockets with bonds. Not much of a return on your investment. The mortgage rates this morning, the fixed rate mortgages, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 3.79% a month ago to 3.67. The 30-year moves down from 4.58 to 4.51. The prime rate is locked in iron at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 43.29 ounces of silver at these prices to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Well, Benjamin Shalom spoke yesterday. Jump up into the economic calendar, take a peek at this. Benny, good old Benny, I love Israel, Shalom Bernanke, he had a little speech at a conference on the debt ceiling and the budget in Washington. He sees the run-up on the budget gap due to temporary factors and will partially improve as the economy gains strength. Of course, gave no indication of when that strength-building period would occur. So I guess it's a true statement, but kind of open-ended, Benny. Here's a quote. The exceptional increase in the deficit has mostly reduced the automatic cyclic response of revenues and spending to a weak economy, as well as the fiscal actions taken to ease the recession and aid the recovery. As the economy recovers or continues to expand and stimulus policies are phased out, the budget deficit should narrow over the next few years. I guess if you had a nice-looking beard like Benny's, you'd be able to make those kind of obfuscatory linguistic statements, too. The chairman calls on Congress and the administration to work in good faith on a long-term plan. However, he states that debt limit is the wrong tool for such an important fiscal task, and he calls failing to raise the debt ceiling self-defeating. That's right. That's right. Those Keynesians just believe, be all the way to the core of their being, that you can spend your way into prosperity, but you can't, of course. It doesn't work in your checkbook, won't work in mine, and probably won't work for Benny either. Failing to raise the debt ceiling in a timely way would be self-defeating, he said, and that's enough of Benjamin Bernanke. Mortgage bankers purchase apps, you know, this is, you know, you've taken your ride with the real estate agent and looked at the three houses that they were going to show you. You've bent over the kitchen counter, filled out a purchase app, and you've gone off to the bank now to try and get your mortgage. Well, here's the report. Mortgage bankers were very busy in the June 10th week as applications for both purchases and especially for refinancing. Not many houses being sold, especially for refinancing, jumped sharply. The purchase index rose 4.5% to offset a similar size decrease in the prior week. Wait a minute. You see, it was 4.4% down last week. It's up 4.5% this week. I guess for the last 3 weeks, no change. No change. You got to read these things very carefully, all right? So anyway, on the back of that, all the prices went up and everything else. Consumer price index, consumer price inflation softened in May on a decline in energy costs. That's right. Gasoline and diesel coming down a tad. Of course, we're in the summer season now, and so your electricity is coming to you a little cheaper. But the consumer price index in May grew at a 0.2% rate, down from a 0.4% rate in April. The latest figures, however, came in higher than the consensus forecast for no change. excluding food and energy, the CPI jumped 0.3%. Well, turning to the major components, energy came in. I've got a bug crawling on my glasses. Here we go. You always check in Missouri because you don't know what kind of bug it might be. Anyway, yeah, it's still on my glasses. There he is. It's a, let's see, it's a pissant. Okay, I have a pissant on my glasses lens. Now he's dead. So much for that little guy. Within the core, indexes for apparel, shelter, new vehicles, and recreation all contributed to the acceleration, rising more in May than in April. These increases more than offset declines in the indexes for airline fares, tobacco, and personal care. Is that enough of that for you? I think so. Let's go to the next one. Empire State Manufacturing Survey. For the first time since November, of course we read these articles off the Econoday website because this will become the core for all of the economic news today. They just look at these things and they add experts say and a personal interest story and call it news. They sell them by the comma or by the paragraph. Anyway, Empire State Manufacturing Survey, for the first time since November, monthly business conditions in the New York manufacturing region contracted in what is an ominous, though nevertheless still isolated, indication of the national economy. Falling prices. Well, they're not doing too well. Let's go over here, take a look at this one. The U.S. mission in Libya will violate the War Powers Law on June the 19th, Boner says. James Rowley writing this one for Bloomberg. We'll have to find out what the boner said after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet.
The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So going back into the Bloomberg website here, looking at some news for this morning, James Rowley, and this is yesterday's news, expressing rising Republican frustration with the U.S. military involvement in Libya. House Speaker John Boehner told President Barry the Usurper in a letter yesterday, without congressional authorization, the mission would be in violation of the War Powers Resolution on June the 19th. That would be this coming Friday, I believe. Let's see, today is the 15th, the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. What, in the weekend? Nah, I won't do anything about that. The Ohio Republicans' demand for more information about the U.S. role in the operation follows the House's June the 3rd approval of a resolution sponsored by Boehner rebuking the usurper for failure to state a compelling national security rationale for supporting the bombing campaign against the Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, the bad boy. He wants to trade oil in dinars and tell the U.S. to buzz off anyway with their U.S. dollar index. June 17th deadline, the speaker demanded that the president provide by June the 17th any legal analysis his lawyers have written to justify, quote-unquote, to justify your position that the administration is in compliance with the 1973 War Powers Resolution. Yeah. Boehner's deadline for usurper's response coincides with the day set in the House resolution for the administration to provide a more detailed explanation of the U.S. mission in Libya. You've been stepping out on us, Barry. Tell us why. Tell us why. Well, Dennis Kucinich has got his hat in the ring, too. He didn't do quite as well with his mission, but they busted him. Kucinich released a statement yesterday saying that he and other anti-war House members, North Carolina Republican Walter Jones, would file a federal lawsuit in Washington today objecting to U.S. participation in the Libya mission, and good for you, Mr. Kucinich. Anyway, more stories coming right up. Greece's government's bonds decline as talks on a bailout stall, the buns rise. We got the rising buns, we got the boner, we got the wiener. What kind of news is this? Anyway, Luca Yanaminyanda and Keith Jenkins collaboratively writing this morning for Bloomberg early. Greek government bonds led declines by securities from Europe's most indebted countries as the region's finance ministers failed to reach agreement on another financial rescue for the nation while avoiding a default. Yeah, Bubba, the people in Greece are still not happy campers. They are pissed. They're out in the streets in great quantities, and they've been there on a daily basis for weeks. Losses pushed the 10-year Greek yield to the highest since the euro was introduced in 1999, while yields on Irish 10-year bonds and Portuguese 2-year securities also reached records. Here's more. The concerns about Greece are stressing the market, close quote, for the so-called peripheral bonds. There's still uncertainty with respect to Greece, close quote. And then it goes on, talks about German notes and bund returns. But let's get down to the Greek protests. This is the real nice stuff. Protesters gathered outside the Greek parliament today as lawmakers began to debate budgetary cuts and asset sales. They're going to sell off Athens, I suppose. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy are scheduled to meet 2 days in Berlin to resolve their differences over the terms of a new plan to rescue Greece. Quote, ongoing bickering over the solution means any advance on this issue will probably take longer than expected, said Luca Kazulani, a senior fixed income strategist at UniCredit at SBA in Milan. Standard & Poor's slapped Greece with the world's lowest credit rating on June the 13th. So there's lots of people that are upset about this. Anyway, let's go on. There's still more news. More newsy news right here on the browser. This one out of Switzerland. Swiss franc. Record. Getting into mixing up languages. Swiss franc record may force SNB to keep the rates on hold for another quarter. We've been following this as we go through our foreign exchange rates each and every morning. This Swiss franc been knocking the socks out of everything else. Just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. This by Klaus Willey, written for Bloomberg June 15th, this morning, I guess yesterday afternoon. The Swiss franc surge to a record may force the central bank president, Philippe Hildebrand, to keep borrowing costs near zero for another quarter. The currency has gained 3.5% in the past month, prompting economists at the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and Julius Bayer Group, to push back their forecast for a rate increase in the September meeting. The Swiss National Bank will keep the benchmark interest rate at 0.25% tomorrow. So for all of you that are out there playing with the foreign exchange rates and playing the currencies, well, there's still more news to come. The recent franc gains, must have come as a shock to the SNB. Well, maybe, maybe not, said Alessandra B., an economist at the bank Saracen, who had previously projected the S&P to raise, that'd be the Swiss National Bank, to raise the benchmark at today's meeting. It won't risk raising rates now. It's a really long article. Lots of fun stuff in here. Lots of things happening in Switzerland. The franc's ascent has helped to shield the economy from imported price pressures. Swiss consumer prices rose 0.3% in May from a year ago, calculated using a harmonized European method. That's a big question, Mark. I'd like to figure out what that harmonized European Union method is. Maybe that's the same one that Shalom Bernanke is using. Due to the past reform, the SNB is widely seen following the European Central Bank, said Ankita Dudani, a currency strategist at Royal Bank of Scotland. Interest rates futures show that the markets have postponed expectations for the first increase from December to March, blah, blah, blah. More of that article there. But anyway, just following the money, follow the money, follow the money. Consumer prices in the U.S. exceed the forecast. Well, man, I hope you don't have to go to school to figure this one out. Alex Kowalski, writing this one for Bloomberg. The cost of living in the U.S. rose more than forecast in May, reflecting higher prices for everything. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Higher prices are leading companies like McDonald's Corporation and Abercrombie & Fitch to try to pass cost increases on to customers. Already strained by more expensive gasoline and 9.1% unemployment. At the same time, Fed Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke has repeated that the jump in commodity expenses will prove temporary. Core inflation is not panic-inducing, this is the quote, but it is signaling a continued rise in prices despite a high unemployment rate. That makes you question how the Fed will react as we move forward and potentially core inflation moves even higher. So all of the things that you really need, they're going up. All the things you don't need, their prices are going in the toilet. Anyway, here's another one for everybody that loves to smoke. In California, legal pot is the best of bad options. This article by Mark Kleiman. It's an opinion piece. Usually don't give opinion pieces, but we've got a lot of pot smokers out there in the audience, and they like to follow this kind of news. Okay, Mark A.R. Kleiman writing this yesterday for Bloomberg. Californians are ready to make another run at the high life. Reefer madness. Last year, the state's voters came close to legalizing marijuana production and sales. Now, this is a mistake. This is a mistake. You don't want to legalize marijuana production and sales. What you want to do is decriminalize marijuana's production and sales. You'll find out why. It's right here. Next year, with the legalization forces backed by more money, better organization, and a younger presidential electorate, they'll probably succeed. Hey, next year in California, folks, light them up.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid projection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this article a little bit further about the pot in California, you know, marijuana, hemp, the hemp market. Let's talk about it that way. Cannabis, sativa, cannabis, hemp. Anyway, they got advocates of change, advocates of change in California, more change. Confront one bedrock fact, all right, this is important, underline this, they can't repeal the federal laws making it illegal to grow, sell, or even use cannabis. They can hope that change in California will create pressure for change in Washington, but whatever they ask voters to approve in November of 2012 will have to work at first in the context of continued national prohibition. I say throw the prohibition out. Got an article I'm not going to read this morning about BMW. They're moving into carbon fibers for their to make their electric vehicles more lightweight. Why don't they take a look and see whether they can come up with some kind of a hemp fiber stronger than carbon and just make the bodies, you know, instead of body by Fisher, how about body by cannabis? I like that idea. Maybe I would even consider BMWs in the future. Well, probably not. Even if they were made out of pot. Well, they could have the interiors made out of pot, too. You know, hemp. Hemp. You can use it for the dashboard. You could use it for the seats. Everything would last longer. It would be lighter. It would be stronger. Well, it's just a good thing all the way around. How come the Bronsteins and the Seagrams industry can't get off our backs? Anyway, let people be free. Anyway, going up in smoke in California, going up in steam in Indonesia. Here's another one right off of Bloomberg. Chevron bets on volcanoes in Indonesia. Yeah, pretty. I'll take that money. Yeah, I'd go there too. Ring of fire, sure. Stuart Baggs or Biggs, right in this one for Bloomberg. Chevron Corporation drilled. Now it's an 84 wells to a depth of 2 miles beneath the Indonesian rainforest to tap steam. Not oil and gas, that's trapped in the world's richest store of volcanic energy. Okay, going after the steam. The oil driller's geothermal plant, set among wild orchids and bamboo trees, uses 315 degrees Celsius or 600 degree Fahrenheit heat to spin turbines 24 hours a day. Gosh, I like that sound. 24/7, 365. That sounds like something useful. A four-hour drive to the north anyway. Chevron, which pioneered geothermal energy 20 years ago in Southeast Asia's biggest economy, is about to see competition. Well, not all good in this article. Drop down a little bit here. Geothermal is central to Indonesia's push for alternatives to fossil fuels such as oil, all right, which the country once exported and now must import, driving up costs and curbing growth. Brownouts are frequent on the main island of Java, and 35% of the nation's 245 million population, my God, they got as many people over there as we got over here, except we got all the illegals from over there, over here. Anywho, that's the over there, over here philosophy. The International Agency said the nation, described by clean energy analyst Al Gore, oh, good old Al, in January as the first potential geothermal superpower, plans 9.5 gigawatts of capacity by 2025. Well, the long story that it is, I'll cut it to the short here, and that is they have to subsidize this stuff, folks. They have to subsidize it. When they go through the whole process of bringing up the geothermal and getting it to the grid, it's about twice as expensive as the other forms of electricity. And the big drawback here, the big pullback, has been their chicken attitude about actually charging the people. Here it is. The government's plan is a pipe dream, quote unquote, until it's prepared to force consumers to pay more for their electricity. Ari Sumarno, former president of Indonesia's state-owned oil company PT Pertamina, said in an interview, the government can't afford to keep subsidizing power, yet it isn't brave enough to force consumers to buy it at cost. All right? So for all the free energy freaks out there, you still are going to pay a lot more for this free energy. Gold retreats as stronger dollar curbs demand for the alternative investment. One day they put out an article telling you how gold is dropping through the floor. The next day they come out with the one where it's going stronger and stronger. Nicholas Larkin, he's got to write the articles. He's wrote this. Gold declined in London as a stronger dollar curbed demand for the precious metals as an alternative investment. And Nicholas, if you're looking for an excuse, this one will work for this morning. The dollar gained against six major currencies as European Union officials failed to agree on a second Greek rescue plan. Bullion typically moves counter to the greenback, except in the last 10 years. Precious metals have come under pressure as a result of the firmer dollar, said James Moore, an analyst at thebulliondesk.com, interesting website to go to, in London, said yesterday in a report. Still, rising inflation indicators, ongoing debt issues, and the increasing risk of default by Greece will likely limit downside pressure with investors to view corrections as buying opportunities. So if you don't take it from me and others on the gold bull market side of things, you can guess you can take it from this guy, James Moore, over at thebulliondesk.com. Here's another one. J.P. Morgan ousts mortgage chief Lohman. About time. Don Kopecky writing this one for Bloomberg. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the second largest U.S. bank, ousted mortgage chief David Lohman after it overcharged active duty military personnel on loans and improperly foreclosed on other borrowers. This article written on the 14th. Quote, Dave Lohman and I have decided he will leave the firm. Close quote. Frank Bisignano, the head of home lending, said today in an internal employee memo obtained by the Bloomberg News. Don't you like that? Dave and I have decided he will leave the firm. I wonder how many flights of stairs he was kicked down. Anyway, J.P. Morgan has been taking steps this year to repair its mortgage unit, which posted at least $3.3 billion in losses during the first quarter. Lohman, 54, who ran the home lending since leaving Citigroup in 2006, was directed in February to start reporting to Chief Administrative Officer Biznano, 51. The New York-based bank then hired Cindy Armini, Citigroup's chief compliance officer. They keep dipping into the same poisoned well. They're going over to Citigroup to get their people, and they perhaps ought not do that, but they did. They went and got Cindy. Quote, "We thank Dave for his 5 years of service to our firm," Bisignano said, as he looked at the $3.3 billion in losses. "He worked here during extraordinary times and has said he will take some much-needed time off. See you later, the Bubba." He's out. Anyway, they were all broken up about it. I should finish the article. Just scroll down a little bit. The high losses, they were all just hiring veterans. Look at this. Here it is. All right. In April, J.P. Morgan agreed to pay $56 million and to reduce mortgage rates for all deployed soldiers. All right. They really came out and they got a big black eye on this one. For all deployed soldiers and to settle claims that had overcharged military personnel on their mortgages and seized homes of 27 active duty military personnel. Now remember, 27 houses out of all the houses that was foreclosed. This is a drop in the bucket, but they're going all out with this one. Here we go. Jamie Dimon said the military foreclosures were the worst mistake the bank has ever made. Well, I doubt that, Jamie. I doubt that. But here we go. Quote, "We deeply apologize to the military, the veterans, anyone who's ever served his country. We're trying to go way beyond what is needed to correct the errors," he said in the company May 17th annual shareholder meeting. "We're sorry. We're sorry. So sorry." The bank is also committed to hiring. This one troubled me when I read this. The bank has also committed to hiring 100,000 veterans during the next 10 years. What are they going to do? Militarize J.P. Morgan? 100,000 veterans? Are they going to put a private army? Yeah, they had more army people here than they had over in Afghanistan in the beginning. Remember when they were calling for another 40,000? J.P. Morgan's going to hire 100,000 veterans? Anyway, that's what's going down. Interesting story. See how that works out. Libya's rebel government seeks $3.5 billion in aid as oil production stops. I'm going to share this article with you just for this note. You know, everybody talks about, oh, revolution, you know. We're going to go in there and we're going to slap, well, I should be polite on the air in the morning, but we're going to go to Washington and really teach those guys, those bad guys, give them a message. Like the Greeks, you know, we'll just go ahead and surround the Capitol. This will be their prison until they come to terms with us. Well, just remember. Think about it. All across America, how many people in the listening audience today know how to run a petroleum refinery? How many people in America today know how to run a power plant? How many of you can keep the lights on in Seattle, for instance? How many of you know how to, you know, run transportation systems? How many of you can sit at an airport and work as an air traffic controller and so on and so forth, you know? If we're going to be the solution, we're going to have to make sure that the solutions that we advance, the cures that we advance, aren't worse than the disease. But this is what's happening over here in Libya. These people don't know what they're doing, and they're having to go to the international community to get bailed out. Libya's rebel government is seeking $3.5 billion again to cover its budget for 6 months as sales of crude oil stopped after oil fields were destroyed. This is Mahmoud Badi, the president of Foreign Investments and Sovereign Assets. We'll pick it up right there, right after this.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And certainly you're welcome to call in, folks, if you like, 866-841-1065. As we go through the news basket here, before we go any further, let's go over to Texas and say good morning to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, William. Let me retract just a tad here and go back to the topic of products that we need
okay. And
don't need. Let me put a twist on this. It's not necessarily products that we need, William. I think I got a better definition. It's products that we continuously consume.
All right.
That are going to go up in price. Like your gas, your food, your electricity, I hate to say it, insurance, water. In other words, it's constantly consumed by us.
So more like essentials.
Exactly. And need is another word from essential, but I really want to keep with the constantly consumed. The products we see that are being deflated or that are going down in price has nothing to do with demand. They actually have a small amount of a shelf life. Like, say, TVs, appliances, toasters, etc. Those are going to go down in price, but it's only because they actually have a shelf life. When they do finally blow up or stop working, they fall into the need category. But here's the kicker. As these prices keep going down and commodities keep going up, because we're not going to give China free steel anymore, I don't think, what's going to happen is they're going to have to lower the quality. Quality is what's going to suffer. So naturally, the shelf life is going to decrease.
Well, another thing about that shelf life, and that's a good angle, Mark, another part of that is the way that this just-in-time delivery system has worked out. They've already got all of the garments, for instance, in the rag business. They're already designed, they're already cut, and they're being sewn for fall. And if they don't move all the summer stuff out and last year's fall goods away, then the demand for the new goods is going to be a real problem. They've already got all of the new televisions, if we want to use the new TVs as an idea. They've already got all of the new TVs ready to go for the 2012 cycle. They need to move out all of these 2011s. What do you do with warehouse full 2009 model, 2010 model, 2011 model televisions? You don't have any more production into that marketplace, and there's no place to dump these old TVs. There's no recycling.
Short of no interest for 5 years.
Yeah,
exactly. If you buy one today, well, let's go to 60 months. The heck with 36. Yeah. Let's go to 60. And of course, then you don't have, you know, first thing that comes to mind when you talk about that's that infamous inventory tax.
Yeah, and then there's another thing that you brought up that was really good in that, and that is it's not necessarily the things that we need, for instance. I just use those terms because it's something that's easy for people to grasp, but and without going into a great elaboration. But there's also all of this nasty stuff out there that's not so much that we need it, but it's basically state-mandated, state-monopoly. I cannot shut off the water and the sewer to my land, my house here, without coming into a crosshair with the city. I can't shut off, let's say, property taxes. I can't escape it. You can't get away from those insurance payments because on your automobile, you've got to present the card. So these are these little hidden gotchas that are salted in here that are actually taking money away. You know, you're going to have to fill up your gas tank if you got a job and you got to go there, unless you carpool. And even then, somebody's got to buy the gas. But these are some of these little hidden things that are just salted in there that make it impossible for you or me or somebody else to be able to engage in the marketplace and buy things we want, let's say, or things we think we need. But this is the money that's being sucked away from us to keep us basically always on the treadmill. But I just wanted to throw that in, that there, when it comes to things like insurance, auto insurance, or the property taxes, there's no out.
Yeah, I love the way that the mainstream radio talk show hosts, they'll come on and they'll say, you know, yeah, we got to get rid of NPR. They're living off the government. And William, they'll go to a commercial, and guess what the commercial will be, speaking of living off the government? It'll be a Geico commercial, which is what? Government mandated, or they wouldn't even be in business half the time.
That's right.
Because they sell mostly liability insurance. It's such a crazy world we live in, buddy. It's totally, we've lost it.
Well, you know, I think we in many cases, you know, not only has the cracker, you know, the cheese fallen off the cracker, but the whole plate is going onto the floor. So we've got a lot of work to do. I think when in the losing it, Mark, that we're actually finding it. We're starting to see the insanity and the absurdity of this situation, and more people are going, hey, wait a minute, this isn't right, this doesn't line up. And I think that as more and more of these small towns all across America, all of the people that work in your county government, your city government, whatnot, I think they're getting very concerned about pressing too hard at this time. They read the news, too. And I think that we might have an opportunity. One of the things that I would really like to see, Mark, open up in this time period, in the next year, is more dialogue, more discussion, getting some of these real important issues out locally. Let's talk about property taxes. Let's talk about schools. You know, let's talk about street lighting and improvements and development. Let's get that conversation out in the open and have a two-way conversation, a dialogue on that. And I think in the process, we might be able to start relieving some of the burden on the local level and put enough pressure on the state governments that the state governments then in turn would put pressure on the federal government. But we're in a tough place. We really are. I agree with you.
I think you're right. I think the cities have reached a point that they've pretty much put a stoppage on just writing the checks to go along, to get along. Because with all this expansion in residential housing that we've seen over the last 10 years, basically, William, I think they're finding out that when they put these subdivisions in, they're needing more lift stations for the water. They're needing more water towers. They have to put in a new fire station. And the citizens that are existing before these expansions, they're going, wait a minute. You guys are killing us here. We don't need a new municipal complex. We don't need a new softball stadium. You know, we don't need a senior citizens entertainment center. You know, it's got to the point now that the expansion, we're almost drowning in our own fluff.
Exactly. We surely
are. We
are
actually drowning. We're drowning in fluff, and I think the city governments are starting to finally not let the chambers of commerce run their expansion projects.
Well, what's one of the big differences between municipal government and county government? One of the primary differences is that the munis can't, and the counties can't print their own money. And there's a certain limit to how many of these grants and aid, all this unearned grants and aid, these shekels that bring the shackles of control, there's a limit to how much of that even they can get involved with, because there's usually like a 20%, 80% rule. The city has to come up with 20% to get the 80%. So even those sorts of avenues of opportunity are being closed. Those windows are being closed. And the municipalities, you know, they're fresh out of luck trying to sell this to the people. When people are broke and they're pissed off and they're not happy, they're unemployed and they've been foreclosed and they're in the park, they're not interested in a new library. You're right on that.
I think that's exactly right. What was that one city in Kentucky? I wish I could remember the name. They just stopped paying the pensions altogether.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't been annexed, you know, or nothing, or they haven't, you know, declared bankruptcy. But it's a step in that direction. They just said, the heck with this. We cannot afford this any longer.
Right.
But they keep using the old adage, well, we just can't get good employees if we don't offer these packages. Well, you know, sooner or later, they're going to have to come to the realization that, you know, the world is really going to be Walmart greeters. We have got to understand that this cannot go on any longer.
Yeah, tell me about not being able to get the employees. You know, all McDonald's has to do is hang a little shingle out, and they'll have people lined up 3 miles long, you know. Tell me about not being able to get employees to be able to come in. And basically, all of the people in city governments that I've seen and that I know, and I do know a bunch of them, you know, basically they just follow a decision tree. I think you could almost get a monkey to do it. And then, you know, since when was productivity and creativity ever a bonus? It's not. It's move up, move out, or die. The rule of thumb in government work is that, first of all, you need to prove yourself to be absolutely inefficient. If you're absolutely inefficient and can get nothing, if you can get nothing done.
What a great point.
That justifies hiring an assistant, right? So that the two of you can get even less done, because you can't possibly move up in government unless you need more employees. And so you've got to be overworked all the time. That's their mantra. You got to be underpaid all the time. And then, of course, in order to move up in the grades, it's move up, move out, or die. That means you have to be grotesquely inefficient so that you can grow the size and spend your budget every year. It's insanity.
Why question policy? Just promote it.
I'm sorry.
I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for the give and take, William. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. So there you go. Mark in Texas. Always a good call. Lots of good points. Your calls are welcome, folks. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay tuned.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, June the 15th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My webpage is becomevocallocal.com. Not much there, but the chat room is there. It's open and ready for you. Lots of folks in there right now. BecomeVocalLocal.com. Just look at the top there. Click on the chat room. Come right on in. Also, you can call in toll-free throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Certainly like to get your thoughts out to a greater audience this morning as well. Once again, back into this news basket. Just a couple more little bits to go for. And then I've got so much more on the discussion here today. I'll never get through it all, as typical. Anyway, again, Libya's rebel government seeks $3.5 billion in aid as production stops. So this concept that I started on in the last hour, you know, we can think about, you know, turning everything around, changing everything, throwing all aside and everything aside. But these people are finding out some of the real story here. You need to know how to run these various infrastructures to be able to successfully, let's say, overthrow a government and then continue on. I mean, unless our solutions, unless our cures be worse than the diseases, we need to be up to speed on this stuff. And these Libyan rebels, so to speak, I don't give them 10 cents for that terminology, but what they're really discovering is that because they are not able to sell oil out of their system, they've only put out, what, $90 to $100 million after this thing has begun, and that's just one ship load, because they're not able to put this out, and the infrastructure has been damaged, and, you know, they may not even know how to turn the valves on. I don't know. I mean, like you said in the last hour, how many of you listening this morning know how to run a petroleum refinery? How many of you guys would be able to walk into, let's say, Nabisco, plant and make doughboy sandwiches or whatever they make in there. You know, the same thing with making bread. You know, we don't do things. We aren't a handiwork society. People would be starving. They would be rioting. They would be fighting in the streets, you know, and we'd be standing around here trying to think, well, do you turn this knob and throw all the, what's the recipe for 500,000 loaves of bread? Anybody bring a calculator? Yeah. Well, here's another story. Japan's richest man challenges nuclear future with nationwide solar plans. So like we saw in Indonesia, it all has to be underwritten. This guy, he's no slouch. Billionaire Masayoshi Son, has a track record in taking on monopolies and building a business that opened up the nation's telecommunications industry. Now he aims to shake up Japan's power utilities after the worst nuclear crisis in 25 years. Always follow the money, all right? The jury's not in on Fukushima yet, all right? Anyway, so what this guy basically wants the Japanese to give up 540,000 hectares of not used cropland, agricultural land, for his solar farms, all right? And then, of course, the people of Japan are going to have to underwrite the cost of solar power as opposed to using the reliable nuclear power. After meeting with Kan and attending government discussions, Sun announced the plan on May the 25th. He asked for land regulations to be modified to make 540,000 hectares of unused farmland available for solar power stations. And it continues. And he talks about the things he's done. You know, he's a big guy and no extension of high-speed internet and and telephone service. Sun broke through the telecom industry and has the financial power and the connections to make things happen, they said. He's now looking at power stations and building a power grid. But, of course, we saw Google involved in much the same of that, right, with this Cape Wind project. They wanted to get in there and build the, build the infrastructure so that they could bring the electricity onshore from these offshore windmills. Be right back. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So before we throw in the towel entirely, though, on other forms of energy, I certainly would keep this one in mind as well. Just, you know, stupidity is as stupid does. Ignorance, we can cure your ignorance. You can all sit down and dialogue together and bring out the books and all the other stuff and cure your ignorance. That can be done. But stupid can be fatal. And here's something stupid. No fly zone over Fort Calhoun nuclear plant due to hazards. All right. This is a continuing saga here. But the Federal Aviation Administration issued a temporary flight restriction over the Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant until further notice due to hazards. This would normally be a precautionary measure after an electrical fire disabled cooling for the spent fuel rod pool as outlined below. And the question is, why is this still in effect? All right. And then it goes on and it talks about sandbagging around this nuclear power station as the Missouri River rises. As the Missouri River rises. All right. Once again, just stupid is as stupid does. They go in right on the coast in Japan, and they put in a nuclear reactor at sea level. At sea level. At sea level. And right out here, you know, they come in into, you know, this area, this Calhoun nuclear power plant, and they put in a nuclear power plant at the level of the river. All right? Now, for years, back in the 1960s, 1969, I went to work for an engineering company in Seattle, and quite frequently and early on in that experience, I learned to consult the FEMA's flood panels, all right? And they have the 100-year floodplain that's all clearly identified on the maps. And when you're doing a major development, you build above the floodplain. Even, and, you know, you could just say, hey, this site's not usable. It's too low. It's going to flood. It's going to flood. You know it's going to flood, so you don't put a shopping center there. If you've got to put a shopping center there, you've got to fill and bring the level of everything up to a point, so, you know, within safety, maybe a 15% higher or better than the level of the flood, you know, the highest flood. I mean, this is like a no-brainer. But these guys, you know, they got sandbags all around this power plant, the Calhoun nuclear power plant, and they're worried about it flooding, and they've already had fires and other things like that. A fire in an electrical switch room on Tuesday briefly knocked out cooling for a pool holding spent nuclear fuel at the Ford Calhoun nuclear plant outside of Omaha, Nebraska, plant officials said. Is this the same design? Is this another one of these General Electric designs? The safety of deep pools used to store radioactive fuel at nuclear plants has been an issue since the accident at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant in March. If the cooling water in a pool is lost, the nuclear fuel could catch fire and release radiation. So, I mean, boys, it's time to go back to the drawing board. You want us to trust your nuclear? You're going to have to do better than this. Intel, IBM may benefit from green card bill for skilled workers. All right, everybody's read, you know, Vicki Davis's work on this, channelingreality.com. If you're a new listener, hit that website. The link's right on my page there by the chat room. Just visit channelingreality.com. Vicki's been unearthing this material for a long time. Katie Hoffman writing this one for Bloomberg, the last news article for today. Intel and Microsoft may have help in their multi-year effort to bring more high-skilled workers from overseas into the U.S. under a bill Representative Zoe Lofgren introduced today. I wouldn't imagine that Zoe Lofgren was Irish Catholic, but she could be. Or he could be. Hard to say what kind of a name that is. Anyway, Lofgren, kind of Lochner, a Democrat from California, introduced a bill that would provide green cards or permanent residence to more foreign students who earn at least a master's degree in science or engineering at a U.S. university. It also gives green cards to foreign entrepreneurs who start companies employing five or more U.S. citizens. All right? This is just like invest your money and become a citizen. Technology companies from Intel, and they're building a big plant in Oregon, and they're bringing in people from Asia and other places to staff that one for them. Read that article months ago. And Microsoft to IBM have backed efforts to make it easier for scientists and engineers from abroad to come to the U.S. And just yesterday, I guess it was, I heard on a news article on another broadcast that Barry the Usurper is stomping around. He's talking about, well, we've got to have more engineers. Well, what the hell? Man alive. Here's the quote. We drop the ball when we let these individuals take this education elsewhere. He said in a phone interview, this is a Peter Cleveland, Intel's vice president of global public policy. Global public policy. Quote, we should have them stay here and work for Apple, work for Facebook, work for Intel. And every one of these EB-5s, every one of these green carders that come over here is one less job that your sons and your daughters and yourself have the opportunity to do. So much for that. Let me go over here real quickly. We're talking about state control. State control. Well, let's start out from some of the basics. We're getting into a pretty deep section yesterday. I'm going to take a sidebar, as I love to do. We're going to go into a collegiate textbook here. Introduction to Business by Gloss and Baker. I've had this in my library for years. I love to buy these books at flea markets and garage sales and places like this. This was copyrighted back in 1967. And then it says right here, a textbook for the first course in business on the collegiate level. So here we are in our little internet homeschool classroom, and we're getting an idea of what's all about business. All right? You don't have to go to school. You can just tune in each and every morning. The nature of business. The people of a nation, now we've come to understand what these this terminology is a little better in the past week or so. The people of a nation, that's not the state, that's not the government, require a great number of goods and services, going back to Mark's call, in order to survive and in order to sustain, 1965, using this term, and to sustain and improve their standard of living. Standard of living. So we're starting right off, we're floating some thoughts. The people of a nation, or a state, the people of a nation require a great number of goods, that's multiplicity, goods and services, in order to survive, in other words, you know, panic, look out, in order to sustain and improve their standard of living. What are we sustaining? The standard of living. What is sustainable development? Sustaining demand for the products of the environmental and developmental concerns, all right? Businesses. Men with crude tools provide but little more than the barest essentials of living. So when we talk about, oh, don't buy, you know, everybody's going to go out and grow their victory garden. Well, yeah, you can do that. And with crude tools, you too can provide little more than the barest essentials of living. In more civilized areas, with higher standards of living, it's this special standard of living, this idea that the people in East Timor or people in Togo or Lesotho should be able to live or anticipate living at the same level as Warden June Cleaver in 1950s America, a 57 Chevrolet parked in the driveway of their level entry ranch-style Rambler house, you know, in some subdivision. This very specious standard of living. What is a standard of living anyway? We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So I've got a dozen or more of these various textbooks in my library, and I would encourage you to take a look around yourself as you're out and about, going to flea markets and garage sales and things like that, and see if you can acquire a few of these older textbooks. Give you a window of opportunity understanding how this system has decayed over time. But here, again, in this textbook, it's a collegiate-level business course. It's titled Introduction to Business. So you'd go from here all the way out to a master's in business administration, you know. But here in this opening ditty, the opening paragraph of this textbook, a lot of information is laid out for us. In more civilized areas, again, excuse me, with higher standards of living, people strive to produce and distribute the goods and services that are requisite for their well-being, their comfort, their safety, and happiness. Now, we don't use that word happiness too much anymore. We don't want to remember the pursuit of happiness. But here's safety. We've been talking about Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the development of a culture of safety, the safety cult, well-being, all right, always that, comfort, everything's got to be comfortable, right? And which are a benefit, excuse me, to society as a whole. And it's important to understand these goods and services. And as we've said, you know, right out of the introduction to Agenda 21, no one can do this alone, but together we can. Right? These individuals and joint efforts are referred to as business. So if we want to know what a definition of business is, the authors here have provided us one. The purpose of this book is to consider in a systematic manner the methods by which businesses in the United States, emphasize that, are organized and managed so as to earn a profit by doing what? By satisfying the wants of the people. You always have to find a need and then fill it. As Will Rogers says, you know, buy land and lots of it. And when you buy land in the path of progress and let progress run right over the top of you. All right? Pretty wise advice from Will Rogers years ago. This study will begin with an examination of capitalism, which is the term customarily applied to the economic system under which American business operates. All right? So the young student is already, you know, convinced that this is a capitalist country. Capitalism is the rule of the day here, and that's what we're going to learn. So we all just buckle up, sit down, shut up, and learn all about it. This system is in contrast to alternative economic systems such as socialism or communism. Let's continue. What is capitalism? All right. A lot of people ought to know that. Go back and read Das Kapital. Mordecai Marx, Karl Mordecai Marx wrote the book, Capitalism, Das Kapital. What is capitalism? Capitalism is an economic system in which individuals with comparative freedom from external control restraint. All right. Now, remember, we're studying state control here. And in that study, in the opening sentences, we discovered that governments are instituted among men for control, all right? They restrain. Again, and that capitalism is an economic system in which individuals with comparative freedom, compared to what? From external restraint, produce goods and services for public consumption under conditions of competition and with private profit or gain as the principal motivating force. All right? So it's not, you're not out there when you go into business, you're not out there, you know, to make friends and influence people. You're out there for one reason and one reason alone, profit or gain as the principal motivating force. All right? These goods and services move from producers to consumers by means of an exchange or a sale, a contract, procedure in which the common medium of payment is usually money. Now, again, this was published in 1960, what was it, five, something like that. Let's see, make sure, Will. 1967. So we were already not using, there was no longer silver in circulation, but it would still be a few more years until Nixon closed the window in 1971. All right? So they were already withdrawing silver and going to the clad coins. You didn't have any more silver certificates, many, in circulation. There were still some U.S. notes in circulation in those days. But basically, just like when we started our discussion of state, we found out about the use of the word money. And money, at the time those articles were written, was clearly understood to be silver, baby. The real stuff, the goods. Or some acceptable substitute for it. And now this is 1967. This is about the time MasterCard and Visa started coming on, such as credit. Credit. At the outset, it should be understood that capitalism is an economic, not a political system. So as we found, state is not government, and capitalism is not a political system. It is an economic system. Communism is an economic system as well. But it does have the rollover into a government. But again, it's correct to say the People's Republic of China, they have a republican form of government, not a monarchy. And then, or they have a republic, not a monarchy. And then where we get in trouble is the republican form of government. It's representative government is more apt used there. Let's continue. Well, keep going. Okay. Capitalism is an economic system in which individuals, at the outset, it should be understood that capitalism is an economic, not a political system. Capitalism flourishes best, however, in a country, now notice, with a democratic form of government. A democratic form of government. All of the states are guaranteed a republican form of government in our constitution and in our state constitutions as well. So there's a problem here. Now, this is the time period. Let's go over here. This is a different book, Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes. This written by a gentleman named Bob Hillman. All right. I met him down in Dallas. He gave me this book, and I'm reading to you directly out of it. At present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step toward making them enthusiastic supporters of the New World Order. Following directly on the heels of the Edwards revelation came a second Tribune story, this one on UN efforts to change what children would be taught in school. In the 1920s, when William Hale Thompson first revealed that children were being indoctrinated in their classrooms on the benefits of globalization, the Tribune said nothing. Now, however, it began to object to this kind of activity. In this article, quote, UN New Order Propaganda to Begin at the Cradle, close quote, written by Walter Trohan, it stated, quote, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step toward making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. And so now we can see that in this chapter one, the first page of this textbook, that's properly text material, they've included many different terms. They're salting them in. And at the very bottom, where it could not be missed, on the last line on this page, it says, capitalism flourishes best, however, in a country with a democratic form of government. The importance of understanding our kind of capitalism cannot be overemphasized in view of the attacks that have been leveled against this institution, both at home and abroad. And we need to understand that, because those attacks are still continuing today. Right? Not only have the proponents of communism, consisting of the spokesmen of Russia, Red China, and countries behind the quote-unquote Iron Curtain, decried capitalism as an economic system and a way of life, but in this country, voices other than those of American communists have been raised to call into question many of the fundamental tenets of our economic order. We'll be right back.
Radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so again, the article starts off the people of a nation as opposed to the people of a state, okay? Talking about chapter one here, the nature of business, an introduction to business. And they're starting out, they're letting us know that capitalism is the American economic order, the economic system. And then it goes on and continues this way. Capitalism in its purest form is what emerges in a situation where the outstanding circumstance is freedom. Wow. Don't talk too much about that these days, do we? Anyway, this type of capitalism, it's amazing. I'll say it again. Capitalism in its purest form is what emerges in a situation where the outstanding circumstance is freedom. So we've been given our heads for a long time. It's like a horse. That's what you say when you lay the reins down gently on a horse's neck, you give them their head. All right, so we've been given our head for a long time. Not handed our head, but given our head. We've been able to follow our own heart, if you will. This type of capitalism is often called laissez-faire. Now, yesterday I just introduced briefly, by name alone, you know, one or two quotes, The Economic Harmonies, written by Frederick Bastiat, which we'll refer to again in the future, not today. But again, this laissez-faire, okay? A French term that signifies non-interference by government. It's laissez-faire, laissez-passer, all right? Let it be and let me pass. Let us be and let me pass. A French term that signifies non-interference by the government in the conduct of business by individual businessmen and firms. Again, we're talking about state versus government, and we're in a new aspect, understanding what is state control, the control of the state by governments. Now that all comes to work, comes to play. American businesses in the earlier years of its existence probably typified laissez-faire capitalism to a considerable extent. In recent years, however, this is 1967, Vietnam War going on, however, the increase in restraints by government upon business has been such that our economy is frequently referred to as quote-unquote modified capitalism. So at the time we were still involved in the Industrial Revolution, we were moving from laissez-faire into capitalism and from capitalism into modified capitalism. Now we live in post-industrial fascist America, I guess. In fact, since the early part of the 1930s, now when we go back to the early part of 1930s, now we're standing right on top of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And of course, that but 15 years after the passage of the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking System, 1913. The trend toward the abridgment of freedom in many phases of business has been a notable aspect of the 20th century. So here in the first decade following, the first two decades following the midpoint of the 20th century, the 1960s, we're already seeing that we are going into an abridgment of freedoms. Who hates us for our freedoms? The communists? No. The Chinese? No. The Iraqis? No. The Afghanis? No. Osama bin Laden? No. It's happening inside our own system. We're eating our own children. In fact, again, since the 1930s, the trend toward the abridgment of freedom in many phases of business has been a notable aspect of the 20th century. This is the post-1946 Administrative Procedures Act time period. This is the alphabet soup of Roosevelt time period. There is reason for believing that the future will witness a continuance of this trend. What do we mean, a continuance of the trend? The abridgment of freedom. This is open, honest, out, and in your face discussion here. And just the second page of this text, you know how often when you go to school, you don't even read the first chapter. In this particular textbook, there's just a few marks in the first chapter. And as I've shared with you in the past, you look at the table of contents in many of these books, and they have little stars, or maybe they'll have check marks by the certain chapters in the table of contents, because on day one, they get their syllabus from the instructor with an outline of what chapters they're going to study. Let's say they're going to step chapter 1, 5, 9, 11, 13, 17, 23, and 30. All right, and there's going to be a test on this one, this one, this one. The exam, the midterm exam is going to be here, and the final exam is going to be there. And what I find in most of the college textbooks, and even when I was in college, we wouldn't even touch the textbook. There was so little done in the textbook, you'd wonder why you had to pay the big money to get it. But anyway, back to the discussion. Vigorous enforcement of the antitrust laws, and we talked about that when we studied trust, and the Commerce Act, the Interstate Commerce Act. The Civil Rights Act of 1964, we've been there before, Title 42, USC 1980, you know, USC 42, 1980, what is it, 1 or something like that? Civil Rights Act. Of course, some say the Title 42 was never passed into law. Vigorous enforcement of the antitrust laws, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, minimum wage laws, and the growing power of governmental agencies, these minimum wage laws. Remember yesterday we were talking about the poor laws. That brings up Jeremy Bentham, This is the English positivists, and then the introduction of the school of the utilitarians of John Stuart Mill and other utilitarians, his father, etc., and legal positivism. Vigorous enforcement of the antitrust laws, the Civil Rights Act, minimum wage laws, growing power of governmental agencies, such as the Federal Trade Commission, are in line with this trend. So all of these things are stacking up, working to do what? To abridge our freedom. In order to facilitate an examination of the characteristics of capitalism, the fundamental factors in the system will be considered in three groups. The basic freedoms of capitalism, the role of individuals in capitalism, and the other aspects of capitalism. All right? So the basic freedoms of capitalism are these. Now, I might ask you, can you name the three basic freedoms of capitalism for all of you smarties out there that think that this is just nonsense? Anyone? Show of hands, who can name the basic freedoms of capitalism? Well, I thought so. Well, number one is private property. A man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, according to Andrew J. Columbus, is your property. And freedom can best be defined as 100% control of your own property 100% of the time, which demands the corollary, 0% control 100% of the time of your neighbor's property. And your rights end where your neighbor's rights begin. But very first and foremost, the number one plank, the basic freedom of capitalism, is private property. Well, what's the number one plank of the Communist Manifesto? The abolition of private property. You see the dialectic? All right, now the synthesis is global governance. And that's where they've been moving us all along, transitioned us in the 20s into this idea of democracy as opposed to a republic, and so on. What's the second plank? Private enterprise. And what's the third? Freedom of choice. Freedom of choice. So the three primary planks there of capitalism are private property, private enterprise, and freedom of choice. Private property capitalism can only operate where the institution of private property prevails. It can only operate. And so when we take away private property through fraudulent conversion and fraudulent concealment, the use of the Federal Reserve note, there can be no private property. This is this overlay that we were talking about, the state and this state, the appearance of reality and reality. There is the flesh and blood man that stands on the soil. That's your reality. That's the state. This state is that legal fiction that overlays it all. And we just kind of drift around in our all caps existence here in this state. Capitalism can only operate where the institute of private property prevails. This means that individuals and business firms have the right to purchase, own, and sell property of all kinds, including land, buildings, machinery, and real equipment. Now, you can't own anything when you're buying it with these Federal Reserve notes. Remember the time period. There was still just then, still, perhaps here and there, you go to a vending machine, a Coke machine, a cigarette machine, a laundromat, to a car wash, and in the coin box there would still be people using genuine silver coins. And they would be intermixed with the clad coins. There were probably still people sitting around with a hoard of silver certificates at that time. And sons and daughters in Vietnam. Again, this means that individuals and business firms have the right to purchase, a right to purchase, own, sell property of all kinds, including land, buildings, machinery, and equipment. It also implies, we go from a right to an implication, that businessmen have the right to the ownership of the goods which they produce. That's Lockean thinking right there, John Locke, and to any profits which may come about through the sale of these goods. All right, of course, you're going to get very few profits these days. The tax man is all over you. We'll talk about private enterprise in the closing segment of today. Maybe we'll even get to freedom of choice. Be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So again, we've scarcely moved into this textbook on business, and we're already right straight up with private property, okay? Really, really important. Fundamental freedom. One of the fundamental, the number one fundamental freedom, not only of capitalism, but of life in general, if we can understand life properly, a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life being his property, all right? So you can understand also the Ozark Property Rights Congress and all of the people that are out there championing private property rights and property rights in general. It's a fundamental issue to our way of life. You don't like the way of life we live? Well, that's fine. There's plenty of places on the planet, you know, that you might want to try out. But around here, we're pretty fond of our ranches and our farms and our cattle and our tractors, and we're a little bit on the pissed off side about this fraudulent conversion and fraudulent concealment that has happened in our lifetimes, unawares. Here's the second level, private enterprise. The second important freedom of capitalism is private enterprise, which means that most business ventures in this country are owned by individuals who have invested their own funds in businesses of their own choosing. You have a freedom to choose. You got a freedom to lose, too, and they'll talk about that in a moment. You also have an opportunity to gain from the operation of which they hope to realize gains or profits for themselves. People don't go into business for charity, right? They go into business for the profit. And this is true regardless of the size of the company. Now listen, large enterprises such as General Motors Corporation, Standard Oil Company of New Jersey, and National Cash Register Company, as well as such small businesses as hardware stores or barber shops, are all private enterprises. Well, not anymore, Dorothy. In no sense are they public or government projects, except for General Motors. NCR, they're like the troglodytes, such as the Federal Post Office, police and fire departments, county homes, and the Tennessee Valley Authority. Of course, they're privatizing all of the utilities as rapidly as they can. The post office is a private corporation. Your police and fire departments are private corporations, likely, as well. County homes, well, they don't even have county homes anymore. Even though a corporation must go through a certain routine formality to secure a charter to conduct its business, in other words, it needs to go to the state's government to get that, it is still a private enterprise. The state, so anybody that goes through a corporation, is incorporated, is still a private enterprise, and so that means that your county clerk, your city clerk, your mayor's office, the White House, you go up on mana.com and check it out for yourself, just type in any municipal agency that you know of, your health department, your building department, just type it into mana.com and see whether or not it's a private company. And if it is, there's a whole nother kettle of fish we can get into with that. But the state, in granting a charter, does not enter into a partnership with the corporation, does not supply any of the capital, unless they happen to be Goldman Sachs, Jamie Dimon, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, General Electric, General Dynamics, and on, General Motors and the rest of them. Nor does it agree to share in any of the losses that may be suffered. I mean, this was basic stuff in 1967. The students would have been out in the streets. A lot of people were out in the streets on the TARP bailouts. But buying General Motors, AIG, nor does it agree to share in any of the losses that may be suffered. These are private enterprises. We don't supply their capital. We don't take on their losses. All right? But as they say these days, you know, corporations, why, they privatize the profits and they collectivize or socialize the losses. Nor may the state ordinarily require that the concern applying for a charter show that there's any need for its being brought into existence. Baby, you roll the dice. I don't care what kind of a widget you want. If you want to make widgets in America, more power to you. Hula hoops, popsicles, I don't care. But don't come to us if your business collapses. It's up to you, Bubba. Or to refuse a charter if such proof is not forthcoming. Just because you can't prove that there's a need for your widget isn't going to stand in our way. We'll give you a charter. You can be widget corporated. That's fine. No problem. Thus, the characteristic of capitalism, private enterprise, pertains to ownership and indicates the business is owned by private individuals rather than public bodies, such as federal, state, or local governments. Private sources of capital are used to secure the needed funds to start and operate a business. Private sources of capital. Now, you don't have any capital. Well, you could. You might. You have land grants and things like that, and you're doing a mine. But you don't really have any private capital anymore because everybody's bought everything over the last 100 years with these damned Federal Reserve notes. And carry the hidden lien of hypothecation with them. You can go back and study the book, They Own It All, Including You, by Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald. The dealings between businesses are private transactions, and if not illegal in nature, they're customarily not of public concern. The efforts put into the management of business are those of private individuals whose judgment and decisions determine the path that the businesses follow. Right out of a textbook here. Simple stuff. Freedom of choice. An outstanding characteristic of capitalism, especially in a country with a democratic form of government. You put those two words together, democratic form, and you've just walked all over the Constitution. You're spitting on our founding documents, all right? all of our states are guaranteed a Republican form of government, and one which differentiates it from all other economic systems. It is to the extent to which everyone affected by it has, to a considerable degree, freedom of choice in economic actions. And at this time period, having lived in this time period, and having done business and owned my own businesses in this time period, I can tell you it was pretty doggum free. The businessman is free to choose the field of business in which he will engage, and, now notice, to manipulate the factors of land, labor, capital, and management as he sees fit to achieve the highest measure of profit. All right, profit's good, loss is bad. But again, yesterday we're looking at Economic Harmonies by Frederick Bastiat. We bring up the terms out of our article in the encyclopedia. We bring up Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations. And there, if you read that book, you'll find out that Smith spoke lots about land, labor, and capital. Land, labor, and capital. John Locke, being able to reach into the land, and those things that we actually put our hands on become ours. We add our labor and our energy, our land, our labor, and our capital. We reach in to the natural resources. Those become ours and from which we can expect to derive a just compensation, just gain. He may also choose his customers with almost complete freedom. Hey, you ever been around, seen a sign in a modern cafe? We reserve the right to refuse, you know, business to anybody? Not any longer. But that used to be standard fare behind the cash register in every business. We got the right to tell you, hey, Bubba, get out of my business. We don't like your attitude. Don't want you in my cafe. Don't come back here again. Right? Workers are at liberty to choose the jobs that they wish, in the trades or the callings that they prefer, and in the companies that offer them the best return for their investment, for their efforts. Consumers are singularly free in their choices of the goods and services that they wish to buy, because there is no compulsion for them either to purchase or to refrain from doing so. So where the hell does this mandatory automobile insurance come from? How dare you ask me or command or compel me to take a state mandated, a federally mandated insurance policy on my health? Buzz off. Laissez-faire. Laissez-passer. This freedom of choice is found at all economic levels. The chief limiting factor, as a general rule, is that of the financial resources of the individuals themselves. I'm confronted with a decision. I'm free to choose. I'm standing here. I'm looking from one lot to the next lot. On this lot, they have Honda Civics for $3,200. On that lot, they have MG Midgets that are for sale for $3,200. Should I buy the MG product or should I buy the Honda Civic? Or should I go get a Chevrolet? Well, you couldn't even buy a Nova for that kind of money. I guess you'd have to buy one of these other little things that they were coming. Maybe I should buy an Opel or a Renault. Freedom to choose. Well, those are the three planks, folks, of capitalism. We'll pick up with this story and more tomorrow. Hope you'll be back. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.